Everyone recognizes the famous swoosh logo, visible on all Nike products. It was designed by Carolyn Davidson, a graphic design student in Portland, and bought for the price of $35. Years later, the company is now worth billions of dollars. Nike was first known as Blue Ribbon Sports and was founded by University of Oregon track athlete Phil Knight and his coach Bill Bowman on January 25, 1964. In the company's first year of business working as a distributor, they sold 1,300 pairs of shoes for a Japanese company and made $8,000. By 1965, they had a full-time employee and sales reached $20,000. Nike is now the world's leading sporting goods brand. In 2017, its revenue was $36 billion, and each year growth is around 5-6%. So what makes Nike so successful as a brand? Many experts think that it's all in the marketing. In 2017, the company spent $3.34 billion on marketing. Nike often promotes their products using celebrities as well as professional and college athletes with sponsorship deals. The company also invested in marketing much earlier than their competitors. Nike sells a lifestyle, focusing on the emotional benefits of their products for the consumer. Nike's advertisements often don't mention their products, but are aimed at inspiring the consumer to live healthier and find their own greatness. Their slogan, "Just Do It," is simple, effective, and can be understood by everyone. Nike is constantly trying innovative things with their products. They made shoes lighter and stronger and replaced foam with airbags. They also developed a shoe that has laces that tie themselves automatically when you put your foot in the heel. Nike has a large variety of products across different sports. In addition to clothing and sports equipment, they also sell watches, apps, backpacks, and many other items. Nike also owns several other brands, like Converse. As they offer more products to more people in more markets, they're able to capture a far greater market share. Nike launched their website in 1999, 7 years before Adidas started theirs. They were also one of the first companies to use social media.